This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Erica, tonight another day of protests over the election of this new president, Donald Trump. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you after a wild week. I think people are weary, exhausted, and still trying to grapple with the change, either the excitement or the disappointment. And, you know, it's pretty much split down the middle. And I'll say this right at the top as we sit here and wonder about the future of America. I say that this is the next president of the United States. So this is the man that you back and you hope and you pray and you root for our team, which is the same team no matter what, whether it's a tough pill to swallow or not. And some of the most liberal people I know are saying the very same thing, because it's a again, after a couple of days that were tough for some people to handle, this is the new reality that we live in. Justin Duckham joins us, a true insider, I'm going to call him, in Washington for Talk Media News. You're like the grizzled veteran. You know, I want everyone to know, I just did my homework on Justin. I went on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. You're one of my, you know, 4,719 friends. So I dug you up and I looked and saw, wow, I know Justin's fun because we had fun together when we were both in Grenada. But I also realized, you know, you have a lot of brushes with fame. It seems like everywhere you go, somebody famous is near you, and that's part of covering Washington, D.C. Plus, you never get any sleep because, you know, you're following all these politicos around, right?
And I'm also calling you every night at 12:06. So, you know, that's another reason why I don't get sleep. But, no, I kind of view myself as a modern-day Forrest Gump in the sense that I have a lot of just kind of awkward, strange interactions with a lot of, you know, pretty historical people, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah, well, I think this year I'm going to work on Ellen Ratner. I want to be at least one of your dates anyway to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because this year will be really interesting, won't it? This next year?
Oh, my
year?
God, you have no idea. Yeah.
May be the hottest ticket in town, so it might be pretty tough. I don't know. Might go to the highest bidder. She may end up putting StubHub. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. I know. Exactly. There is no comeback for that. So we see protests again. What's coming out of Washington? What's the president saying about, if anything, about people that are protesting the election?
Well, you know, I think to a large extent these protests aren't necessarily rooted in any logical argument, you know, and that's fine. I think this is more of a cathartic argument. There are a lot of people who are, you know, very frustrated about the way that the election turned out. You know, there's a sense of a loss of power for a lot of people. Obviously, Donald Trump had proposed a lot of things that, you know, frankly, just made a lot of Americans feel like they were at risk. And this is pretty much the response that you could have, you know, expected from that. So, you know, obviously people aren't necessarily saying that, you know, it's a rigged election or whatnot. There are some people discussing, you know, how, if you look at the popular vote, obviously Clinton was ahead, some new calls for the Electoral College to strike down a Trump presidency. But for the most part, I think this is sort of just a natural primal scream that is, you know, sort of necessary for a lot of people at this point in time. So I don't necessarily knock them. But Donald Trump did weigh in on them a little bit earlier tonight in one of his first tweets. Since becoming the president-elect, he said that there was a fair and open election, but there are still, in his words, professional protesters who are being driven by the media who are out there on the streets right now, and then called it very unfair. Despite the fact that he just won the presidency, has, you know, achieved what so many civil servants have strived for with minimal effort and should be on top of the world, this is what he's focusing on today.
Yeah, so while that's happening, he's reacting with a tweet. Earlier, he was talking with Barack Obama, and of course, there was a little bit of press action on that, and then there were pictures released of Melania having tea with Michelle Obama. So the transition from that point of view looks all very civil, right?
Yeah, they certainly did strike a cordial tone today. You know, there has been a very deep rift between Obama and Trump for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously starting with Trump attacking Obama's citizenship. You know, Obama just really lashing into Donald Trump, I believe, back in 2013 at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or 2012, I guess, just really, you know, going to town on him and kind of leading a lot of people to speculate that that was perhaps the moment he decided to run for president, just to kind of show it to them. But today we saw a much different tone coming from both of them. Obama said that they are hoping for their success, want this to be as smooth of a transition as possible. And Donald Trump, you know, said that Obama was a great man, said that he would rely on him for counsel. You know, certain words that we had never expected to hear from Donald Trump coming out in what was really a surreal moment. You know, we've seen a lot of caricatures throughout the years of what it would look like with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Actually seeing him there today was just a sight that made this, you know, so much more real for a lot of people who just think that this is, you know, sort of an almost dreamlike election in the sense of how odd it's become.
Yeah. So now while this is happening, what about the cabinet and building the cabinet? There's a lot of rumors, but who are some of the names that you're hearing?
You know, we're hearing Newt Gingrich being rumored as Secretary of State, along with Senator Bob Corker, who was rumored to be a potential vice presidential pick for Trump for a while. He's somebody who sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and obviously has the chops for that. Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie are being rumored as potential attorney general picks, despite the fact that Christie right now is facing some problems on his own in terms of the legal department. And then beyond that, for White House Chief of Staff, which is, you know, a cabinet position but still very important, Reince Priebus, the chair of the RNC, is being floated as a potential pick, as is Steve Bannon, the former CEO, or I guess now, again, current CEO following the election, since he said he was going to rejoin Breitbart the day after, is being rumored as well. Somebody who is a pretty controversial, you know, individual in his own right, and right now, it's kind of being viewed as sort of the definitive aspect of how this, presidency is going to go. If he chooses somebody who is sort of an old hand in Washington who helped him ascend, or if he's going to go with somebody who is really just kind of a barn burner in the classic sense of the word, and somebody who's just, extremely anti-establishment and, frankly, somebody who embraces a lot of the, you know, more outrageous aspects of the campaign.
Do you think there'll be any women? There was a rumor about Sarah Palin, but that's the only woman I heard.
That's the only woman I've heard as well in terms of cabinet positions. Kellyanne Conway apparently said that, you know, she is or that she has been offered a position in the, you know, Trump cabinet, Trump's campaign manager. There are some pretty important Republican women who are out there. Governor Mary Fallon from Oklahoma would be one. A lot of others who had kind of come out on the campaign trail and supported him. But for the most part, it looks to be like a boys club for the good portion of this cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said to me today, you know, there's a movie called Sausage Party. They said, Kate, look up Sausage Party 2. And then they listed some of the names that you mentioned. And so, as you can imagine, it's pretty easy to riff on that. And that's what the comedians are having a field day with it. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for hanging out with us so late. Go enjoy your life. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a good one.
All right, coming back on the flip side, odds and ends on the day, including some of what we've heard coming out of Washington as well. The historic Trump meeting supposedly was excellent. What does that mean? Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Promise we're going to go back and forth on the war of not words so much, but of trying to bridge the gap, I think, now anyway, between the new administration that's coming up and the old administration. I mean, listen, you got to admit, can you imagine being Barack Obama? You're the president of the United States, and the whole you are not an American, the birth certificate, all that kind of stuff, I guess just behind them showing. In both cases, I think for Trump and for Barack Obama, that it is about decorum now at this point, because the that's what it's about. It's about the United States. It's about being an American. And if you're the person at the top, whether you're the person coming in or you're the person that goes down in history, no matter what the legacy is or how people feel, I think you want to be the person that makes the next guy in the door feel like it's an easy, smooth move in, because it's not, because it's the future and the past, and you're coming in and it's a different era. As the Economist says, it's the Trump era, which is exactly, you know, what it is. It's going from another transition, as we transition from Bush to Obama, now Obama to Trump. I'm going to talk about what the buzz is across the land. What is buzz-worthy, as I say. We're going to let you hear some of the sounds on the day, too, coming up in a little while. But I was looking at a copy of the Daily Star, and of course, what do they put? You know, somebody was gonna write this, but the cover says Trump's a dead man walking. shocking number of assassination attempts. But didn't we hear that about Obama? Didn't we hear that about Bush? Didn't we hear that about Clinton? As we've had former FBI agents on this show, what do they tell us? In fact, Robert Catalano was on this show three or four times in the last couple of months and said there are unbelievable amounts of threats that would turn your hair white the second you step foot near the White House if you knew about them, and that comes with the job. So that's actually, I kind of poo-poo that headline because it's always there. That's not anything that's different. So here's what some of the headline said about the Trump-Obama meeting. The New York Times portrays it this way. Cordial words after Trump and Obama meet at the White House. And there's an actual picture of the two of them looking at each other, and it does look kind of weird. Strange in the sense that they both just are kind of looking at each other and shaking hands. So President Obama said he and President-elect Donald Trump had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation on a Thursday. Because it does become about tossing the football. And you don't want to be the person that dogs the next person coming in. You did not give them the courtesy of knowing what they need to know. So while that was happening, there were people that were getting ready to be part of the thousands who were protesting the results of the election, which we talked about moments ago with Justin Duckham, including protesters that were there when Trump came to the White House. So the protesters had all kinds of signs saying that they don't agree with the election results, to things that I actually can't even say on the airwaves. And there were a lot of millennials. There were a lot of kind of different, all kinds of different people looking people were on hand protesting, holding signs, and letting their voices be heard, I suppose, that way. Talking about the change. So as Trump's motorcade left the White House, guards pushed the protesters away. They were chanting, "Love Trump's hate." That seems to be just a common slogan, which was there during the campaign for Clinton. And, you know, there were a lot of people that were interviewed. I saw some of the interviews. One woman said, I can't. It was a woman who was protesting, telling other protesters that she's concerned about her daughter. She said, "I can't let her think it's okay. It's not healthy." And of course, she said she was referring to the sexual assault claims against Trump. That how can we just completely ignore that, and that it was sobering that he won, and that it's not acceptable. While that was happening, you had Trump, as also Justin referred to, tweeting against or tweeting out about the protesters, saying that the tweets are just unfair. And then Kellyanne Conway, who was the campaign manager for Donald Trump, you can imagine the week that she's had, talked about it, you know, talked about the protest, was asked about the protest, and said that she would just recommend that the protesters listen to Donald Trump from his victory speech, where he said, "I will be a president for all Americans, including those who didn't support me and who don't support me." That's what she said as a guest on CNN's Anderson Cooper's show, saying that, you know, just listen to what he said a couple of days ago, and that gives you an idea. I'll tell you, some of the crowds were pretty thick in Los Angeles, especially. In fact, in L.A., it was a nightmare. In L.A., the demonstrators flooded the 101, which is the main freeway, protesting Trump. And you could see, I mean, they were walking in between cars. So people, the cars couldn't move. Cars can't move anyway in L.A., but they could move even worse with the protesters, and then the cops come, and then it becomes, oh, gosh, we have to break this up and figure this out. And that's exactly what they did. And I think of everywhere that I've seen L.A. may be the worst. L.A. might be the worst. Hillary Clinton, by the way, in the meantime, says, I offered to work with Trump. So she's saying, as Bernie Sanders is saying, as others are saying, that they are doing their part to, say, be open-minded. And she spoke to her supporters and staff and said that she was willing to do it, willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that the country stays whole. And I applaud people who just got pummeled in that election for coming out and saying that. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, are you there?
Hello, Kate, and wherever you are.
Kate, and wherever you are. In the eye in the sky. I love it.
Yes, my watcher ever. Now, listen, sweetheart. These little protests and stuff are being sponsored by people like George Soros. And I think you better remember something. George Soros was a collaborator with the Nazis when he was 14 years old in Hungary. And he perpetrated some of the most evils of his life. And there are dead people because of George Soros. This man is evil personified. And he better watch his step because his citizenship could be yanked under certain circumstances where he was declared an enemy of the state and kicked out of the country and sent back to his beloved Hungary. And also, there's going to be a whole lot of payback for some of the scum that have perpetrated these crimes out there with their protests and stuff. And they better not get into violence and start pulling up some of that, because we all have our guns, we all have our ammunition. They want a revolution? By God, we'll give them one.
I don't think there's going to be anything like that.
One more thing. Remember I told you last night that I told you this was a revolt. This was an uprising. I heard it twice today on the stations, different commentators saying the same thing, that I was right. It was a revolt. It was the people of this country saying no more. We don't want our country going down the tubes. We don't want Obamacare. We don't want all this regulation and crap that's going on, this stifling business and causing us to work 20 hours a week to try to feed our families. We want to go back to work. We want our money. We want them out of our lives. We want a smaller government, and we want to be left alone. And I'm telling you, they better do what we want, because we won the election. If Obama's got something to say, I got something that he said personally. I won.
I disagree with you on the revolt. I'm sorry.
No.
Revolt is just, here's what I think, we're out of time. Why? Because who cares? We're splitting hairs. I agree with you. People were tired of the same old, same old. But I don't call it a revolt. I say that people were furious and they went out and voted. When I think of revolt, I think I have a revolver and I'm sticking it in your eyeball and telling you you have to vote a certain way. All right, we'll be back with more in just a second.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of all, I want to emphasize to you, Mr. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
All right, so there's some of the words from the president. You heard what he had to say. That's when the two of them were sitting together, Trump and Obama. Let me finish up on some of what Dan had to say. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it, we did the splits. It doesn't matter. To me, the word revolution, it was a revolt, means that you stuck a gun, like I said, in my eyeball, up my nose, and told me what to do. That's fine if other talk show hosts call it, it's a revolt, and the people have revolted, and they're furious, and that's why they voted the way they did. And maybe that's just not my style. Yes, we were furious about, and I am right there with you, trust me. Have I gotten screwed out of jobs because of Obamacare? Yes. Did I lose a huge speaking gig because of Obamacare that my family certainly could have used? Yes. I have personally been affected by Obamacare. I was dumped off of my company's insurance like everybody else, and it was like sink or swim, baby, and pray that your health is good. And then I had to navigate the choppy waters just like the rest of you. I was furious. I went to Washington. You know that. You heard. I gave all sides of the argument and let everybody hear what everybody had to say the entire time that I've done this show. Do I think that there could be paid protesters? Of course. Do I think thousands of people in the street are paid by George Soros? No. I think that there are people that are unhappy who have alternative lifestyles or are concerned about the Supreme Court or whatever. But it's to me, again, they're expressing themselves just as Trump protesters have expressed themselves over being furious over Obamacare, over immigration, over the lack of jobs. Wait till you hear a conversation that I have coming up in our next hour with Megan Barth, who's become a great friend of the show, and she and I are simpatico on many levels. And she talks about the fact that, did you know that 70,000 factories were closed? That's how many people in the Rust Belt, I mean, how many people in the Rust Belt lost jobs because of that? The 70,000 factories represented a ton of jobs. And why was that? That was because of the crappy pact of NAFTA, which was whose fault or whose piece of legislation that they got passed, and that would be President Clinton. So Hillary Clinton's husband, NAFTA was a bad deal. 70,000 factories, that's not good. How about the fact that you could look at the what's happened with taxes, with corporations, and the fact that even more and more and more have gone off the rails, have gone to other places because that number keeps rising. There's the argument that if you lower the tax, the corporate tax rate, that's still not going to bring the companies back. But I say, let's see that. If you talk about Obamacare, which I did with Democrats and elected Democrats and Republicans, and what was I saying from the very beginning when I tried to read as much as I could read of it, when Izzy and others were reading it, that it was filled with problems with these exchanges. Well, if we have all these healthy people on these exchanges, it'll help all the other people who aren't healthy, except for the healthy ones didn't sign up, and then fining people because they don't have health insurance. And supposedly, and we know this, there was efforts to repeal Obamacare. Since 2009, we've been hearing about repealing it. 2009, if my math is correct, we're in 2016. Well, now you have Republicans in both chambers and you have a Republican president. So to me, there's no doubt that health care will change. And thank goodness. I mean, listen, there are people that did get health care that weren't eligible to get health care before. There was pre-existing conditions that stopped people from being able to get health care. And that would be the one silver lining, I suppose. But then the problem was that so many of them still didn't get the kind of health care they needed. So what people weren't being told is when they were diagnosed, hey, one day you're healthy, and we know how sad it can be, then the next day you're diagnosed with cancer, and you want to be, they want to send you to a specialist, only you can't go to the specialist because you can't afford the specialist because, yeah, you have insurance, but the insurance doesn't cover it, and they won't accept your insurance. So there is no question. I am right there. If you want to call that a revolt, okay. I say that revolt makes it sound as though everybody was crazed and makes the people who voted for Trump sound as if it was just a crazy, uneducated mob. How many times do we hear the word uneducated? And that's infuriating to me because that is painting the wrong kind of picture and message as well. So that's why, to me, we could split hairs on it, but that's why I don't really call it that. I definitely say that there's no question that the handwriting was on the wall here, and we all knew it, and we all talked about it on this show over and over again, and I will reiterate what I said. I am a massive victim like the rest of you. I shouldn't say victim, because I don't want to be a victim, but I have massively been affected by what has happened over the last 8 years, and my family has been affected by it. Different members have been affected by it, depending on the kind of job they had, depending on what they were doing. And by the way, it isn't educated versus uneducated, because plenty of them are educated, and in some scenarios found themselves in worse positions. And as we move forward, it'll be interesting to see how quickly some of what's happened can be unraveled. Some of what is not good and is destroying lives can be turned around. How quickly can that be turned around? Everett in Washington. Hello, Everett.
Hey, there's only one thing you have to say about all this. Obama and Hillary, sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye.
You know, that's one of my favorite songs to still hear at any sports arena in the United States. I think it's hilarious. Like when somebody comes up to the plate and they strike out and they play that. Or Hit the Road Jack, you hear Hit the Road Jack a lot too. Yeah, I think, here's what I care about now. It's exactly what I just said. Listen, let's hurry up and move forward and get moving on changing the way things are that are killing us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
as far as the protesters go, most of them couldn't vote anyway because most of them were illegals.
Yeah, there you go. And you're right. And you're right in some cases. If you look around on that 101, right about that. Yeah. In Los Angeles.
There'll be another brick in the wall. It's going to be Pink Floyd all over again.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. You know, that's true. Think about that. You're right. Who's not going to like that? Especially, I lived in California, and if you're there in San Diego, oh my gosh, how many different tunnels did they find? How many drug lords have made how much money by being able to tunnel over through San Diego from Tijuana? You know how many tunnels they found there? It's ridiculous.
I know. It's
shut down. Sad.
We got our country back, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Yeah, we want it back. How about that? If that's the revolution, then I'm with you. We're holding it. We're carrying the same sign, you and I. I agree.
Oh, yeah. Better days are ahead.
Yeah, there you go. There's the slogan. Absolutely. Thanks, Everett. Yeah, he's right. You look at the protests, and again, to me, the where it's the worst, and I have a good friend who lives in Los Angeles, and she said she would come on with us. She was an avid supporter. She's a lifelong Republican, grew up in Michigan, and lives in Los Angeles, and says it's just been crazy what's happening. She lives in a place called Westlake Village, and says that, you know, they just tell them this. Listen, this is what's going to be happening, and they don't know how many days they're going to get this. They're assuming it's going to quell down over the weekend, and then it's not going to necessarily kick back in next week because, you know, one thing Dan did say, and he's right, what's going to happen is what happens in any kind of a protest. If you start stopping traffic, they're just going to arrest people. So people are going to get arrested. They're going to shoot tear gas into the crowd if it gets ridiculous and somebody starts throwing bricks and doing some kind of damage, which is horrible because you're really not, whatever you're protesting, especially if you do some sort of violent act, that only hurts people who are innocent, who you're around, that you could possibly do something to by flicking a brick or causing a riot, causing a peaceful march that's blocking a major thoroughfare and is going to be broken up. You're only causing harm to the people around you, certainly not to an administration that hasn't even taken office yet, you know? So Trump tweeted out today, earlier in the day, just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters incited by media are protesting very unfair. It's good what he said, I think, with the unfair, and was calm about what he tweeted out. I mean, the tweet comes after the New York Times reported that his aides took control of his Twitter account during his presidential campaign because they wanted to tame that whole internet presence thing, and it worked. And it also comes after he had a pretty conciliatory tone in his victory speech and of course, the meeting with Barack Obama on Thursday. Bill de Blasio had something to say about the protesters in New York. That's coming up. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Country, that you don't isolate protests too far from the point that people are focused on, even the White House.
All right, so Bill de Blasio talking about the protesters in New York. It's not just in Los Angeles, it's in some other parts of the United States. I think really Los Angeles, from the looks of everything and in talking to people, is the worst. The New York protesters, yeah, there were some couple of days after, and yes, the concern is blocking streets. And the protesters went to Trump Tower, so a couple of days in a row you saw that. You saw a lot of people, especially in Manhattan where the buildings are close together, you saw a lot of people filling the area, a lot of college students, and whatnot. And so New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Boston, D.C., and Portland, Oregon are pretty thick with protesters. St. Paul, Minnesota, and a bunch of other cities. In Seattle, 2,000, where Everett was calling us from Washington, in Seattle they say about 2,000 protesters were in downtown Seattle voicing their frustration at the Trump win, and he won the electoral votes, 279, however you break it down, because everybody's count is different, but it doesn't matter. Let's say it's 279 to 228, or whether it's 290 to whatever the count is. But police in riot gear were holding back of the protesters in a lot of the cities, saying people, some of the people were screaming, "Not my president, no racist USA." But they were mostly peaceful. They were mostly peaceful. In Washington, you had people in the streets carrying signs, "Nasty women fight back." And then there were signs, "White males for equality for all." You know, the International Hotel in D.C., the Trump International Hotel, that's where you saw some of the protests there. But, you know, as I mentioned, this will all die down. I mean, how long does this go on? I can't imagine. I would be stunned if it goes on past this weekend. That I would be very, very surprised if that happens. Of course, I have no crystal ball on this, so I can't tell you. I think if Hillary had been elected, it would have been the same thing. And, you know, who knows? You would have the same thing. You absolutely would have protesters. This election was divisive. There's no question. So, sure, you would have had protesters either way. That's the bottom line on that. A couple of other facts, or what I call buzzworthy mentions. How's that? Buzzworthy mentions about this election. Okay, so they meet in the White House. Obama, both Obamas meet with both Trumps, where you have Melania meeting with Michelle Obama, and you had Trump and Barack Obama meeting and taking the obligatory pictures that you take. Here's a quick interesting fact. Barron Trump is the first, he's young, you know, he's what, 10? He's the first, second youngest, if you look at the Kennedy kids and how young they were, but as far as kids, you just go back to the Kennedys for the youngest, they say, for a male. So he's, John Jr. would have been the youngest, and he would be second youngest to John Jr. Just wild food for thought, huh? And to the people in Oregon, if you're listening, and you're starting, instead of a peaceful protest, a riot, well, then you're idiots, and you're certainly not furthering your cause if you throw projectiles at cops, which is wrong, and if cars are getting damaged, who are you hurting? You're hurting people who have nothing to do with what you're protesting, and it's ridiculous and childish and moronic and stupid all the way around. I don't know how else to say it. Not a fan of doing that. How about getting involved? How about getting involved politically? One thing I'll say about the mighty bunch that call this show, whether it's Dan, who's a hard right turn, or whether it's Grimm, who's now changed his name. He's like P. Diddy. He's creme de la creme, he's saying. Everett, or if it's Izzy, or if it's Sharon, or if it's any of the bunch that are regular callers. Many of you email me, and you're like Jake and Austin, and you're regular emailers too as well. Is you stand by your convictions and you voted. I mean, look, if you're protesting and not voting, I mean, where were all the people that were voting? We still didn't have we had a big turnout in some areas, but we still didn't have a huge, huge turnout in this election. So shame on all the people who want to complain and whine if they don't like the results, if they didn't go and vote. Guess what? Every vote does matter, because ultimately you either win or lose a state, and that's the Electoral College. And now people are talking about, well, the Electoral College, and why do we do it that way? And look, I said this many elections ago. I liked the idea of the popular vote, but I didn't say it because of what happened in this election or the last election. I've said it from day one when I got on the air. Now we're hearing people that are saying, well, it's ridiculous. There's the electoral vote, and then there's the popular vote. I mean, hey, this is the way the system is. So don't complain about it now after the results of the election because you don't like them. Izzy in Missouri, hello.
Okay, can we get the word revolt out of the way, please?
Yes, don't call it that. Did you hear what the reason I don't like it, Izzy?
Okay, wait a minute. It depends on if you use it as a verb or a noun.
Okay.
And as a noun, it is a type of revolting when you have an expression, and I'm reading this from dictionary.com, by gosh, an expression or movement of spirited protest or dissent. Okay? That's the noun part. The verb to affect with disgust or abhor. So, yes, in essence, the people in America revolted against Hillary Clinton as best they could. They did not want her.
Oh, and I agree with that. Oh, they didn't want, there's no question. They didn't want that. No.
So, yeah, they revolted via their ballots. And more people than I've ever seen in my lifetime literally got out and voted. I think this
Which is good.
Yes, it is. Okay, the next one is, oh, by the way, before I forget, very, very happy birthday, 240 years to the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. 240.
Yes, 241 years.
Wow.
Hoorah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I almost forgot that one. But Soros, yes, Kate, it has been documented that he is behind paying a lot of these protesters, and he does it like he does most of his crookedness, surreptitiously. And he does it through his Open Society Foundation. He passes money to MoveOn.org. And the starters of BLM were three of his own people.
Yeah, I'm not saying that there's none of that shenanigans going on, but that is not the thousands either. It's some of it, yes.
Oh, he has spent millions doing this, and they're all paid in cash. They put ads on Craigslist for crying out loud. $16 an hour to go stand in the street.
Yeah, I know that.
So, now, Soros is behind, and this is not his first rodeo in paying people to act out bad behavior. It is absolutely not. He did it in England, too. So,
of course.
He has a long history of inciting riots, and he should be charged under the ECO Act, by God. And I hope Trump does exactly that, that he sends his new Attorney General after Soros and the Clinton people, all of them. It needs to be cleaned up. These have been some of the crookedest people in the history of America. And frankly, I'm fed up.
I don't know if he will or not. I've heard mixed things on that. I don't know if he will do that or not.
Not about Soros, but about Hillary.
About Hillary.
Okay, I'll have to write to him right off because he promised she'd be in jail.
That's right. So you put that on your list, your to-do list. Izzy, thank you. Oh, boy. Be happy, peeps. We're doing verbal jumping jacks. In the meantime, I hope that sanity is restored, especially to the people in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.